TMP. What's the vibes, man? Big vibes all the time. You already know nothing but big fucking vibes. In today's episode, we're gonna create the perfect Drake album. Now, I'm sure some of y'all already thinking, like, yo, Drake the GOAT, Drake goated. He already got three or four classics, all this other stuff. Personally, my opinion, I would give him one classic, but I don't have a Drake CD personally that I think is a classic, but I'll give him a hip hop classic as far as Take Care. You know what I'm saying? A consensus hip hop classic. We'll give him that. But Drake, and it's a lot of artists will do this for going forward, but Drake is obviously the biggest artist in the world, and he's a guy that I just feels like leaves, for lack of a better term, meat on the bone. Like, he's a guy that could make a top five hip hop album of all time if he wanted to. And I just feel like it's not that he doesn't want to, but he just doesn't for whatever reason. He's got the talent, he's got the skill, he's got the ear for music, he's got the content, even though some people say he only makes songs about you being a hater or a girl. But even with that, he got enough content to make a classic. So I'm going to frame how Drake can make a classic album. I'm going to discuss amount of songs. I'm going to discuss the type of songs. I'm going to discuss the producers, and I'm going to discuss the features. And I might try to, say, oh, this feature can go on here and all that. But we are going to create an album from Drake that is going to be a bona fide classic that's not gonna be like, oh, that shit came and went. Because just a little background, Drake is the biggest artist in the world again. So obviously some people ain't gonna feel how I feel, but I just feel like my favorite Drake album is his first one, not Comeback Season, but Thank Me Later. Obviously, like, Take Care is cool. Damn, what's the third one with the fucking kid and the shit? NWTS, I feel like. Oh, Nothing Was the Same. I'm mad I know the motherfucking things, but not the name. But anyway, I love that joint. Nothing Was the Same. That was probably my second favorite Drake album. Besides the Notorious, if you're reading this, it's too late. That's definitely my second favorite, but it's too much with Quentin and all that, so I just throw that out of there. But that is, besides his first album, if you're reading this too late, in my opinion, it's his closest to a classic. So this one will kind of mirror that a little bit, but we'll try and clean it up some and just have it be all Drake with no Quentin, even though Quentin probably just helped him here and there. This is gonna be all Drizzy, man. As much as it is these days where artists work by themselves, it's gonna be all Drizzy, all right? Before I get into the official list, I do want to say, or the official whatever, I guess A&R, I do want to say it's other artists. Obviously, I respect all these artists. They're all great. But, like, I feel like Jada, he don't got a classic album, but he could have had one. You know what I mean? Ooh, another one that come to mind could have had a classic album. Shit, Tip to me got at least one classic album with King, so I can't really talk about Tip. Gucci, I love Gucci to death, but I don't think Gucci could have had a classic album. He too all over the place. I mean, I could make one for him, but it would just be like his best songs ever. I don't know if he got the potential to have a classic album. The Game, he already got a classic. 50, Wayne. So a lot of these niggas got classics. Nas, a lot of these niggas got classics. So maybe, and you could say Drake does. But with Drake, a lot of his albums lately have been, in my opinion, coming and going. And as a nigga, I ain't really been feeling Drake since Views. I love the back to back. I love the Duppy Freestyle. I like the one-off records he put out there. But Views and the Scorpion shit was cool, and then this Last Dance album, shit was alright. You know what I'm saying? It was alright. The playlist, it was alright. It was alright. So we creating some shit that's not about to be all right. That's about to clearly be the best album of the year, all right? Look at that, a 5-minute intro right on the nose. So, it's going to be 13 songs, short and sweet. It ain't going to be, because I know with me, I hear the shit and I'll be like, all right, I pick out 2 or 3 songs, that's it. Nah, this is going to be from start to finish, 13 songs, nice and concise, okay? We're going to have features on this thing, and this is going to be what's important before I get into the features. Like, this not going to have no reggae, no dance, no techno, no soca, no fucking yodeling, whatever the fuck is popping, right? It's none of that. This is going to be a pure rap album. Not saying anybody turn into Mr. Lyrical, Miracle, Spiritual. Not saying that, but this is going to be a rap album, a classic rap album. It's not going to be no outside genre influences, even though some of that is present on classic albums. But Drake is known for that, and in my opinion, that can take away from his album. So it's going to be none of that on this, all right? Now, features. It's going to be 13 songs. The features. We're going to have Ross, simply because him and Ross always make good music. Always. You're going to have Tims. She got a great voice. She's going to be big. And if Drake actually hear this and take this advice in a year or two, then she'll still be hot. She'll probably be a lot bigger than she is now. So yeah, her. We're going to have Hove on there. We're going to have Future on there. I mean, Hove is self-explanatory. We got Future on there. We got Cole on there. That's 5 features. That's all we need. We don't need a feature on every song. We don't need 2 niggas on 1 song. I mean, if we do that, we do that. But all we need is 5. It's only 13 songs. All we need is 5. Straight like that. 5 features. Cole is the one that most people going to want to hear, because since Jodeci's back, that's the last time I remember them getting together. And that shit was amazing. So, Future, you got to have Future on there for your club banger. Or, you know, for your chick song, whatever. You know, Hove is just Hove. So, those are the features. Producers. We're going to keep it simple. Hit-Boy. Boy Wonder. Those are 2 frequent Drake collaborators. 40. Just Blaze. And Alchemist. I want to hear Drake on the Alchemist beat. And it's not far-fetched. Because, shit, they already got that dark, moody, you know, Seattle weather type music. So it's not for him to be on the Alchemist beat, you know, that shit kind of mirror 40 style. 40 style mirror Alchemist style just a little bit, okay? So that's no big deal. So we got the features. We got the production. We got the amount of songs. Now we about to get into the crux of this shit. The actual type of songs. And these ain't going to be in no particular order. But this is Heartbreak Drake, so we're going to start it off. It's going to be 3 girl songs on this hip-hop classic album. We're going to have 3 girl songs. You're going to have your Heartbreak Drake song, where he's got his heart broken and he don't understand how she can do this to him and all that shit that the ladies love. Okay, yep, Vulnerable Drake, boom, there you go. Then you're going to have a song where he saved a girl, like that TSU shit, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite Drake songs. You know, when he, you know, pull up, you know, trick on the girl, upgrade her, you know, and turn her into something, Cinderella her up. You know, we're going to have that girl song. And then we're going to have a song that I'm not familiar with. I don't know if Drake has this in his catalog. I'm sure a Drake mega fan email me, ToxicKingTalk@gmail.com. They email me and let me know. But I need a woman song, and Tim's can maybe be on this song. But I need a song about women where he describes how it feels to be in love. Not, you know, being insecure about love, not losing love, not being worried about losing love, not, you know, being mad because she don't love him the way he love her, or vice versa, or he always on the run. Nah. Speak from being in a relationship and being deeply in love, and talk about, like, be current in that. Tell us how that feels in a song. I'm not familiar with that. You know, not trying to get the girl. No, you got your girl. How great is she? You so happy to be with her, all that shit. Let me hear that. All right? Those are the 3 girl songs. We got 10 songs left. I should have probably started with the intro. All right? We don't need Ross in the intro, but I need an intro like a champagne poetry. type shit, or Lord knows type shit. We coming off with a hard intro, and I would prefer it just to be Drake spitting for, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, or he could do the Champagne Poetry 5 minute. That was one of his best intros ever. But I need a strong intro, so that's four. You're gonna have your one diss song. Wherever you throw that in, you know, his one song where he, whatever, if he dissing Ye, is he dissing Kendrick? You know, is he throwing shots at Hov still? Who knows what he's doing? But he's got that one song where it's like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, he about to be on some shit as soon as that beat drop. And that could possibly be the Alchemist song. Alright? So that's the diss song. That's five. Three girl songs, the intro, the diss songs. We're going to have two what I call scatterbrain songs. These are my favorite Drake type songs where it just seemed like he just rambling and he's spitting. Like the 4 p.m. in Calabasas, or is it 5 p.m. in Calabasas? I don't fucking know. The Calabasas joint. That's probably my favorite Drake song ever when he dissing Puck. The 4 a.m. in Toronto. I don't know. 7 a.m. on Birdie Path. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. I need two of those. You know, where he just got a 40 beat or just a minimalist beat and he just going off. And he just, you know, rattling off. He ain't going crazy. He ain't super aggressive. He just kind of matter of fact showing you how nice he is. All right? I need two of those. After that, or not after that, like I said, these are all mixed. I ain't about to put them in order, you know. But, you know, you still got six songs left. Out of the last six, I need two songs that's just bars, barred out. So maybe you put Cole and Hov on the same song. Or maybe you have one with Hov, or, you know, one with Cole. You know, you got one by yourself where you just straight barring niggas. And then you got one with a feature where you straight barring niggas. You know, Jodeci's back is a good example, but it's better examples of Drake just trying to bar out. And a lot of time he really go crazy with the bars on these scatterbrain tracks. But, oh, Lord knows. With Ross, that's a great example. Even Made Men with Ross, you know, where he just clearly he trying to spit. So I need two bars, two songs where it's just bars. You know, you have a nice little hook, but you don't even need a hook. You just have a little bullshit hook, like a nonstop type hook, not nonstop type song, but just a nonstop type hook where Drake ain't doing shit on the hook, just a minimalist hook. You know, a chopped up sample or whatever, and then he just going crazy. And then four songs of what Drake is incredibly incredible at, bragging and talking shit, / club songs, I'm the best type shit. These are songs like Nonstop, like The Language, like Miss Me, like any fucking club banger that you can think of a Drake, you know. But I need four of those. Four of those, you know, that's why Future's in there. Shit, you might could throw Hov on one of those. You know, you could do what you want to do. But I need four of those where Drake is in his pocket, where people will call those. A lot of times people call them songs like low replay value, but it's only going to be four of them, and they all four are going to be bangers. Sometimes I think people be upset because he have an album full of those shits. And after you listen to them, they don't really hit like that. You know, but we ain't gonna have an album for it. We're gonna have four. They're gonna be sprinkled, and you're gonna be like, God damn, when this shit go off in the God damn, and they're gonna sound different from the bars songs. Even though the songs with bars could go off in the club, Lord knows could go off in the club, but it's not. But if it went off, it's okay. It's Drake. But you're gonna be able to differentiate which songs you already know is like, damn, this shit gonna be crazy, and oh shit, he about to spit. Like 4 p.m. in Calabasas, hopefully I'm not quoting this shit. But like, that's not a song you're going to hear in a club like that. But he's spitting. You know, so you know, you got about seven singles on here. You got the four brag, talk shit, club type songs. And then you got the three girl songs. We got seven singles to choose from. So he's still going to eat on the hip hop classic. That's 13 songs. You got your producers. I'm good on Lil Baby. I love Lil Baby. Lil Baby fucking crazy. But I don't need the Lil Baby. I don't need the Lil Durk. I don't need the... Nah. Only young person that you need on your shit is Tim's. Other than that, niggas your age that's doing it like you. Legends like you. Not saying that Baby and them not a legend. But like established Cole, Ross, Hov, Future. That's all we doing. All right? So there it is. In 15 minutes, I just gave you the blueprint to a classic Drake album, as always. Send all love mail, hate mail, words of affirmation, show ideas, songs, all that. ToxicKingTalk@gmail.com. toxickingtalk@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.